1. You hear two people talking on a bus. Where has the woman just been? A. At the shops. B. At the cinema. C. In a cafe.
It was so crowded in town, wasn't it?
Yes, it was dreadful. Jane and I were going to go shopping, but everywhere was so packed, we decided to leave it till Monday. It's usually quieter then.
So, you just sat and had a chat over a cup of coffee all afternoon?
Actually, we went to see that new spy film. It was brilliant. You must go.
It was so crowded in town, wasn't it?
Yes, it was dreadful. Jane and I were going to go shopping, but everywhere was so packed, we decided to leave it till Monday. It's usually quieter then.
So, you just sat and had a chat over a cup of coffee all afternoon?
Actually, we went to see that new spy film. It was brilliant. You must go.
2. You hear a man talking on his mobile phone. Who is his message for? A. A teacher. B. His secretary. C. His wife.
It's me. I'm on the train. When you get this message, can you do something for me? I've left a work file in my study on the desk beside the computer. Could you find it and then ring me back with the reference number on the front of the file? I hope you come straight home after taking the kids to school. It's really important I get this before 10. Ring me on my mobile. Bye. It's me. I'm on the train. When you get this message, can you do something for me? I've left a work file in my study on the desk beside the computer. Could you find it and then ring me back with the reference number on the front of the file? I hope you come straight home after taking the kids to school. It's really important I get this before 10. Ring me on my mobile. Bye.
3. You hear a woman at the hairdresser's. What is she doing? A. Complaining. B. Apologising. C. Requesting information.
I can't understand why things have got so bad here. It used to be such an excellent place. I know I came late and I do apologise for that, but there was no need for the receptionist to be so rude to me. I had to wait ages to be seen to, and I'm really not at all satisfied with the service I've had all morning. I can't understand why things have got so bad here. It used to be such an excellent place. I know I came late and I do apologise for that, but there was no need for the receptionist to be so rude to me. I had to wait ages to be seen to, and I'm really not at all satisfied with the service I've had all morning.
4. You hear a teenager talking about his free time. What is he talking about? A. A CD player. B. A computer game. C. An electric guitar.
My dad gave it to me. It's great, isn't it? If I plug in these headphones, no one else has to listen. So it's not too painful for them if I practice the same thing over and over again. And also, I can play as late as I want without disturbing anyone. You can create all sorts of interesting effects with these buttons too. Do you want to have a go? My dad gave it to me. It's great, isn't it? If I plug in these headphones, no one else has to listen. So it's not too painful for them if I practice the same thing over and over again. And also, I can play as late as I want without disturbing anyone. You can create all sorts of interesting effects with these buttons too. Do you want to have a go?
5. On the news, you hear a story about a zoo. Why is the zoo in the news? A. An unusual birth has taken place. B. Experts have discovered how to encourage breeding. C. Warm weather has led to exceptional numbers of visitors.
And finally, Leighton Zoo have announced the arrival of the first baby hippo to be born there for 50 years. Attempts to encourage mating have until last year met with very little success, and zookeepers and experts from the local university were at a loss to understand why. It has been suggested that last summer's spell of exceptionally sunny weather may have put Mum and Dad in the mood. And finally, Leighton Zoo have announced the arrival of the first baby hippo to be born there for 50 years. Attempts to encourage mating have until last year met with very little success, and zookeepers and experts from the local university were at a loss to understand why. It has been suggested that last summer's spell of exceptionally sunny weather may have put Mum and Dad in the mood.
6. You hear a man talking about a holiday he has had. Where has he been? A. In the mountains. B. Beside the sea. C. On a farm. We had a fantastic holiday. Normally we just head for the seaside, as that's what the kids like. But this year their grandparents took them to stay with some friends of theirs on an olive farm in Italy. They had a great time. Anyhow, we could go where we wanted. In the end, we decided to go hill walking. We used to do it a lot when we were at university, but hadn't been for about 15 years, so were afraid we'd be a bit unfit. But we were fine, though we took it easy at first. We got up to 5,000 feet quite a few times, and had the most amazing views. We had a fantastic holiday. Normally we just head for the seaside, as that's what the kids like. But this year their grandparents took them to stay with some friends of theirs on an olive farm in Italy. They had a great time. Anyhow, we could go where we wanted. In the end, we decided to go hill walking. We used to do it a lot when we were at university, but hadn't been for about 15 years, so were afraid we'd be a bit unfit. But we were fine, though we took it easy at first. We got up to 5,000 feet quite a few times, and had the most amazing views.
7. You hear two people talking. How does the man feel? A. Surprised. B. Pleased. C. Exhausted.
How did it all go at work?
Oh, you know, much as I was expecting.
Did the presentation go down well?
It was okay. Jim seemed quite pleased with it, at least.
Well, that's good, then. Dinner will be ready in half an hour. Why don't you go and have a shower first?
Good idea. I was thinking of having a bath, but I think I'd fall asleep in it.
Yes, thank goodness. Things should be a bit easier for the next few weeks now, shouldn't they?
Yes, I hope so.
How did it all go at work?
Oh, you know, much as I was expecting.
Did the presentation go down well?
It was okay. Jim seemed quite pleased with it, at least.
Well, that's good, then. Dinner will be ready in half an hour. Why don't you go and have a shower first?
Good idea. I was thinking of having a bath, but I think I'd fall asleep in it.
Yes, thank goodness. Things should be a bit easier for the next few weeks now, shouldn't they?
Yes, I hope so.
8. You turn on the radio and hear a woman talking. What are you listening to? A. The weather forecast. B. Traffic news. C. Sports news.
The heavy rains overnight have caused quite a few problems this morning. There are reports of accidents on the A104 near Gallows Corner and the A14 at the junction with the A51, so avoid these areas if you possibly can. Large numbers of people are expected to be travelling to the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff for this afternoon's rugby match, and it is recommended that you leave plenty of time for your journey if you plan to be among them. The rain is not likely to let up until the early afternoon, and so is likely to slow your journey, though it should at least be fine for the match. The heavy rains overnight have caused quite a few problems this morning. There are reports of accidents on the A104 near Gallows Corner and the A14 at the junction with the A51, so avoid these areas if you possibly can. Large numbers of people are expected to be travelling to the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff for this afternoon's rugby match, and it is recommended that you leave plenty of time for your journey if you plan to be among them. The rain is not likely to let up until the early afternoon, and so is likely to slow your journey, though it should at least be fine for the match.